الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: انظر كيف يفترون على الله الكذب وكفى به إثما مبينا. ألم تر إلى الذين أوتوا نصيبا من الكتاب يؤمنون بالجبت والطاغوت ويقولون للذين كفروا هؤلاء أهدى من الذين آمنوا سبيلا. أولئك الذين لعنهم الله ومن يلعن الله فلن تجد له نصيرا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lesson we spoke about the harms of claiming sanctity and the harms of proclaiming it to others that one is perfect, one is holy, and one is free from all sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah only knows who is fully reformed and who is holy and pure. And in fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that verse, Allah was making reference to the Ahlul Kitab, the Yahud and Nasara. The Yahud said, وَقَالُوا لَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارًا. The Yahud said that only the Yahud will enter Jannah. And the Nasara said that they will enter Jannah. In one verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ. Allah tells Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask them, bring their proof. If you claim that you are holy and you are pure and fully reformed, etc., then bring your proof to say you are going to enter Jannah. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ. The Yahud said that we are the children of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are those who are most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah then tells Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell them, قُلْ فَلِمَ يُعَذِّبُكُمْ بِذُنُوبِكُمْ. Then why is it such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is punishing you on account of the sins that you are doing? So you are making these bold claims, but it lacks evidence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only knows who is pure, who is holy, and who is fully reformed. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse says, انظر كيف يفترون على الله الكذب. See how these Yahud, they invent this lie against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already made this as an agreement between them and Allah, that they are the ahibba, those who are most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah didn't do such, Allah didn't say such. وَكَفَى بِهِ إِثْمًا مُبِينًا. And this is a clear sin that they are doing. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, have you not seen, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who were given a share of the kitab? In other words, here again Allah is referring to the Yahud. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْجِبْتِ وَالطَّاغُوتِ. They bring iman in jibt. Jibt refers to al-asnam. It refers to idols, or it could refer to a specific type of idol that they would worship, or it could refer to a sihr, as Umar radiallahu anhu from one riwayat, from Umar radiallahu anhu, from one narration, from Umar says that al-jibd refers to sorcery, it refers to magic, they bring iman in magic. Wal-taghut, taghut refers to shayateen, they bring iman in shaitan. وَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا هَؤُلَاءِ أَهْدَى مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا سَبِيلًا. And then they say concerning the kuffar, regarding the kuffar, that is the Quraysh, the mushrikeen of Makkah, they say regarding them that these people, these mushrikeen, these polytheists, these people who make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are more rightly guided than the believers, referring to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his sahaba. They are more rightly guided in their way. This verse was revealed on account of where two Yahudis, by the name of Ka'b bin Ashraf and Huyay bin Akhtab, they came to the mushrikeen of Makkah trying to seek some assistance from them and try to get them on their side, on the side of the Yahud. So these kuffar of Makkah, they asked these two Yahudis that, please inform us, let us know, since you are from the Ahl Kitab, you got some knowledge, what do you really think regarding us and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? So these two Yahudis, they asked them, ma antum, what are you upon? Ma antum alay? And what is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam Muhammad upon? So they said, you see, we join ties, we free the prisoners, the captives, and when Hajj time comes in, then we also wanasqi al-hujjaj, we give them water to drink, etc., and we do other things. And you see, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has cut off all relations with us. So they said that, no, you are ahda min alladhina amanu sabila. You are more rightly guided than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Sahaba. But they knew the truth. They knew exactly what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was upon, and they knew him very well, like how they would know their own sons. In other words, they knew Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam's deen was correct and upright. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, based on their true knowledge of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what they really knew of him. But here they didn't want to disclose that and reveal that to these kuffar and mushrikeen, because they wanted them on their side. So Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ. These people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cursed them. Allah has banished them from His mercy. وَمَنْ يَلْعَنِ اللَّهُ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ نَصِيرًا. Allah says, whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curses, you will never find an assistant and a helper for him. Then Allah says, أَمْ لَهُمْ نَصِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُلْكِ فَإِذَا لَا يُؤْتُونَ النَّاسَ نَقِيرًا. Allah says, these Yahud, do they have a share in the kingdom? If it's such that they possess things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala possesses, then Allah says, in that case, لَا يُؤْتُونَ النَّاسَ نَقِيرًا. Trust Allah in this regard, in this matter, that they won't even give the people a naqir. And what is naqir? Naqir refers to the small or the tiny pit on the back of a date stone. Even that much they won't even give to people. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing how bakhil and how kanjus and how bakhil these Yahud are. So in giving something also, they would, if they have to spend, then they would spend very niggardly also. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ. Is it such that they have hasad, they are envious and jealous over that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given from his bounty? In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam nubuwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them hikmah, nubuwa, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a prophet as well, and Allah gave him the kitab, the Quran, and hikmah, that is the sunnah, that is nubuwa. So is it such that now you are jealous over Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for him being given this kitab, the Quran, and the sunnah? فَقَدْ آتَيْنَا آلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْكِتَابِ. Allah is asking him this question. Now why should you be jealous over what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given? Whereas Allah gave the family of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the kutub, the books, the scriptures, and Allah gave them hikmah, that is nubuwa as well. In other words, most of what we see, aktharul anbiya that came, all the anbiya that came from the family of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, so they were from the Bani Israel. So you know very well the kitab, you know very well the scriptures, and you've accepted all of those anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Dawood, Sulaiman, etc. And you accepted the nubuwa that they came with. So why is it such now that you are envious over what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was given? وَآتَيْنَاهُمْ مُلْكًا عَظِيمًا. And we gave those people also, those anbiya, many of them were given a great kingdom. But here you see, because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was from the Arab, so these Yahud, they dislike that why the final messenger came from the Arab and not from Bani Israel. Then Allah says, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ آمَنَ بِهِ. So you see today, from the Yahud, there's a group that brings iman in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and in the days of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, like Abdullah ibn Salam, etc. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ صَدَّ عَنْ. But then you see there is a group that turns away from bringing iman in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They turn away from that. وَكَفَى بِجَهَنَّمَ سَعِيرًا. For that group, for those Yahud who remain obstinate and stubborn in what they are upon, Allah says, Jahannam is sufficient for them as a blaze to burn them on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. وَآخِرْ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ.